She's about, there she goes. She goes, put the ring on. Remember? Where do we have the rings? We had them in our pockets?
Julian Marsh and Trey Popoff have two computers in their home office, one for each of them. But when the couple shows off their wedding photos, they use the desktop with the bigger screen.
I think we both said that moment, that was absolutely the most special moment ever in our lives.
Together, they poke fun at the dorky matching polo shirts they bought for the occasion.
Oh, Evan had a shirt. Do you remember when we went to Old Navy and we bought those?
Yeah.
Of course, they had to buy on sale because we don't have that much money.
But the photograph of their marriage certificate hits a sore spot.
The City of New York, Office of the City Clerk. Makes it so unromantic,
marriage
doesn't license, it?
Marriage License Bureau.
Yeah.
The marriage license they brought home from Brooklyn holds no weight in Florida, where same-sex unions are not recognized. But just last month, 55-year-old Marsh and 41-year-old Popoff got a phone call from their attorney that put them in the history books.
We were the first binational same-sex couple to have our green card petition approved.
Which means that Bulgarian-born Popoff will not have to leave the United States when his student visa expires. The news came just 2 days after the Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act, a law that denies same-sex married couples federal benefits. But Marsh says he and Popoff are still considered second-class citizens in Florida. And if they weren't activists before, they will be from now on.
And we will be part of a movement to make sure our marriage is valid in Florida.
Meanwhile, other same-sex marriage advocates statewide are vowing to do the same.
If there's ever been a time, it's now.
Vanessa Brito is chairperson of Miami-based Equal Marriage Florida. The group started a petition drive to get a marriage equality amendment on the 2014 state ballot. Brito says the Supreme Court's decision provides the momentum needed to overturn Florida's gay marriage ban.
It's been in every television, in every living room of America, not just the gay and lesbian living room.
In 2008, a majority of Florida voters passed a constitutional amendment defining marriage as a union only between one man and one woman. Janique Stewart was South Florida spokeswoman for the campaign that pushed for the same-sex marriage ban. She says voters have already spoken loud and clear on the issue.
I still believe that people will understand that there is a significant difference between a homosexual union and a heterosexual union, and that they're not equal.
Gay marriage advocates are exploring other options to get the ban overturned. Alternatives include asking the Florida legislature to intervene or taking the issue to the courts. Meanwhile, Julian Marsh and Trey Popoff say they've been inundated with messages of support. But Marsh says there was one that absolutely floored them.
I got a message from a straight couple who sent a picture of themselves with a husband and wife and a child and a pet.
Beautiful.
Just saying, we're standing right behind you and we understand that what you want is no different than what we have. That was it.
I'm Christine DiMattei in Miami.